I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Election is approaching quickly, less than 2 weeks away. Caleb Silver joining us, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.com. Caleb, from a Wall Street perspective, how are you taking in this election and what are these next couple of weeks going to be like?
Well, they're going to be volatile, and we've already seen some volatility rise in the last few weeks as the election draws near. You know, for investors, it's been a pretty incredible year. It's been a pretty incredible couple of years. We're up 20% in the S&P 500, up from 23% last year. But remember, we had that bear market in 2022. But you know what Wall Street and investors generally like? They like gridlock. They like to know that not a lot is going to change with the status quo in terms of the way that economic policy is set up by whatever administration's in power. And gridlock, when you have a divided House, Senate, and Oval Office, is usually good news for the market. And the market usually goes up Democrat or Republican. But we do know there are some key issues, like the extension of the 2017 tax cuts that are in the balance right now, the notion of higher tariffs that Trump has been promising across the boards, and some other measures by the Harris administration that they're proposing that could affect the way the economy performs going forward.
I want to get your thoughts on another topic here, and we've been talking about this throughout the morning, McDonald's. There's a CDC investigation with E. coli outbreak, and we've seen a number of companies deal with these sorts of outbreaks before, and even really in the last couple of months, they've impacted a number. McDonald's, the impact on that, the impact on fast food and just food-related stocks on Wall Street, what have we seen the past couple of months? What are you expecting to see after this news this morning?
Well, if it continues to get worse, I expect the news to continue to get worse for McDonald's and its share price. We already have at least one fatality and 49-odd people sickened by this E. coli outbreak that may be tied to the Quarter Pounders and maybe the Onions. So if it continues and it gets worse, this is obviously bad news, not just for McDonald's, but for the entire sector. Right now, fast food has been pretty resilient as people are getting a little bit more budget conscious. But we've seen already McDonald's already, because of this issue, have a big hit to its stock price. And also Starbucks holding back its quarterly report tells you that there's a lot more fragility in terms of consumer spending, discretionary spending, even for quote unquote fast foods and casual foods than we thought there might be. And that's something to watch going forward.
All right, we sure will. Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver with Investopedia.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.